Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Following recent anti-racism and anti-police brutality protests in Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh has declared racism a public health crisis in Boston. Back in early March, that's exactly what one Boston city councilor requested. That was Councilor Ricardo Arroyo, and he is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Sure. Did the mayor consult with you before making his declaration on Friday?
No. I was informed that the declaration was going to be made by a staffer about an hour before the declaration was made.
What was behind your deciding that your first speech from the council floor would be on racism as a public health crisis in Boston?
There's a heartbreaking reality to being a person of color in America and understanding that race matters every day. When I made my proposal in March, I didn't need, and I don't think anybody of color needed, the pandemic to know what the data was showing us, which is that Black and Latinos in Boston, I don't have to go very far, right? In Boston, we're at the bottom of every health outcome. Life expectancy differences, the bottom of pretty much anything you think of. Arthritis, heart disease, all of them. And the Boston Public Health Commission had already found that racism was a leading driver of inequity and had an independent impact on all of the 26 social determinants that are used to determine what your health outcomes will look like. Declaring racism a public health crisis, for me at least, was the equivalent of calling the sky blue. It was the easy part. The hard part was coming up with a cure for what we knew and still know to be systemic racism.
To what degree is a declaration of racism as a public health crisis going to help communities of color?
We proposed an office that would be independent of the mayor and that would take all of the legislation and policy and things that we do. And when you put that proposal in front of this independent office, it would operate similar to the Congressional Budget Office. It would just give you the facts. It would say this thing, whatever it is going to increase racial inequity. It's going to decrease racial inequity, or it's going to have no impact on racial inequity. So that racial inequity is built into everything that we do in the city. And it's done independently, and it's done as a guarantee. That was the proposal. What we got instead was racism as a public health crisis, which was the easy part. We're going to give $12 million to treat the symptoms of racism. Nothing about the systemic root cause of it. No changes to the system itself. The systemic solution for a systemic problem was completely taken out of that proposal.
Now, there are calls in Boston and around the country to defund the police. What do you understand that to mean? And do you consider that appropriate in Boston?
So for me, you know, I come from public defense, but I've also been essentially stop and frisk in my life. And I think part of the issue that we have to understand when it comes to policing is that, and I think most police would agree with this, they don't solve crime in the sense that they don't ever get to, and they don't really have a mechanism to address the root causes of crime. The poverty, the mental health, the instability, they treat the symptoms of those things. They don't treat the disease. And they would say that. And what I understand defunding to be is if we had mental health beds, if we had more substance abuse beds, if we had more treatment, and we had more money for education and programming, all of the data correlations show it actually drops crime ratings when these things are happening just as easily as it raises it when we don't have those things. And the investment in police is an investment in treating the symptoms of those things, not an investment in the cure. And so when people call for defunding police, it's essentially a call to rethink how we go about solving the disease. And at the end of the day, I agree with that. You show me a city in the country where investing this much money in policing, as opposed to redistributing that money into other places that deal with the exact root cause of this. And so for me, that's a no-brainer.
Boston City Councilor Ricardo Arroyo, thank you very much.
Thank you.